Well, here goes nothing. Hey! I know. I know. I know you don't really want to talk to me right now. I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry and give you my side of things. Come on! We've been besties since we were little. Don't do this. Please don't. Please open the door. All I'm asking is for you to hear me out. That's all. It's cold out here. Come on. Please? Thank you. Is the slut here? Shit. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Okay. I deserve that. So she isn't here? Oh, it just would have been awkward is all, you know, after our little tiff. Okay. Our little fight. Oh, she's working late. Okay. No, if you say so. This is the part where you offer me a drink. A hint of a smile. See? You can't stay mad at me. You love me too much. Okay. Okay, you're still mad, but you do still love me, right? Right? Good. And you have every right to be angry. No, I'll get it. Can I pour you one? Okay. Two Captain and Cokes coming up. Mel, I'm not working tonight. Monday was my last shift at the hospital. Yeah, really? No, it isn't sudden. I've been looking for a change of scenery for a while. I just didn't want to say anything till I knew what I was doing. Yeah. Well, I can explain that in a minute. Here you go. Cheers. Wow. Bad bite. I think I went a little heavy on the captain. I just want to clear the air, okay? I'm sorry that what happened the other night upset you. I am truly sorry, okay? No, definitely not. I'm not sorry I hit her. Bitch deserved it. Sorry. Sorry. I'll get to why in a minute. You know how I feel about her. God. I can't even bring myself to say the filthy skank's name. I have tried. She's just so unlikable. She just makes my skin crawl. No, she isn't. She is not. She's a disgusting excuse for a human being. No, that's too nice. She's a steaming pile of shit. Stop defending her. Look, I'm sorry, okay? Let's sit down. No, really, you'll want to be sitting down when you hear what I have to say. Okay, let me just give it to you straight. She's cheating on you. No, just listen, okay? Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She is. I saw her with someone. That's why I confronted her and we got into it. Damn it, she is. Look, I've got pictures. Yeah? Because I knew you wouldn't believe me. Right here on my phone. See? Oh, that's her boss? Makes sense. Isn't that your car that she shoved him against? Look at this one. Is this why she's getting that promotion? Because she shoves her tongue down his throat and does who knows what with the bastard? No, I used my camera, then synced them to my phone. Was I following her? That's your reaction? Really? She's out fucking around, whoring herself out for a promotion, and you're turning on me? Come on. Will you please wake the fuck up? She's practically crawling on top of him. You know I love taking pictures in the city at night. That's why I had the fucking camera. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. For all of it. But you needed to know. How about I change the subject? I got another job down south near the coast. Yeah, near there, but a little further south. You know I've wanted to live there for a long time because it's always warm, and you know how much I hate the cold. Anyway, I've taken a position at the Heart Center there. I read that they expanded the surgical department and were hiring. I figured, hey, I'm a nurse anesthetist, why not polish off the old resume and see? I start in 2 weeks. Better hours, better pay, great benefits package, and the cost of living isn't that much different. I really just want to get away from here. I want us to get away from here. Far, far away. Come with me. Sure you can. You can freelance. You can work from home if you want. Or better yet, you can start that novel you've wanted to write. I've always believed you could do it if you just get started. Or you can just do nothing for a while. I'll support us. Come on. What about her? Fuck her. I cannot believe you. Why are you so loyal to her? Because she stayed and all the others left. What about me? I'm still here. Doesn't that mean anything? Anything at all? You're not even listening. You're a little sleepy. Just a little? Okay, good. I didn't give you too much. You lost a little weight and I had to guess the dosage. Yeah. I put a mild sedative in your drink. No. Just relax. Don't fight it. If you try to get up, you'll just fall down and hurt yourself. Just sit there. You'll be fine, I promise. Just focus on my voice and what I have to say, all right? You can be so stubborn sometimes, and I wanted to be sure you'd listen. I hoped you'd agree to come with me on your own, but I knew you wouldn't. I needed you to be nice and relaxed, in case I had to give you an injection of something stronger. Listen. This is hard for me too, okay? Just listen. I love you. I love you so much, it hurts. I have loved you since we were little, when our families would get together all the time. Playing together, growing up together. You're all I've ever wanted, all I've ever needed. I was so happy when we were finally a couple, both times. And I know it wasn't your fault that it didn't work out either time. It was mine, and I take full responsibility for it. I know that I can get a little jealous sometimes. I'm overprotective and a little possessive, but I've been working on all of that. I've been seeing a therapist for a couple of years now. She says I've made a lot of progress. I promise it will work this time. You'll see. I mean, look at us. We're still best friends after all of that. That has to mean something, right? We've always been there for each other. Remember that time when Kelly was spreading lies about me? About how I was such a slut? And you gave him a black eye after school? Remember that? Or what about in fourth grade when Michelle ripped up your Valentine's Day card to her in front of the whole class, and during lunch I shoved her head in the toilet? Yeah. Oh, that was so worth 3 days' detention. See? We look out for each other all these years. And we want what's best for each other. What you don't know is how much I've done for you. Behind the scenes. I've always kind of seen myself as your guardian angel, protecting you from yourself. To be so smart, you have terrible judgment sometimes, babe. And those girls who broke up with you or didn't return your calls, avoided you, that was me. I did that for you. For us. They weren't good enough for you. Worthy of you. I knew someday we'd have another chance. That one day you would get tired of these girls leaving you and suddenly realize that the one who's been beside you all along is your happily ever after. Now I know what you're thinking. But I didn't kill Angie. Yeah, I was there, but she tripped and hit her head on the sidewalk, just like the police said. I swear to you, I didn't touch her. I was just talking to her. I guess she got scared and all of a sudden she ran. I was the one who called for help. Now the bitch you've been seeing lately, she's been a tougher nut to crack. She's been using you and doesn't want to let go yet. She's a problem. Was that your phone or mine? Okay, it was yours. Well, look who it is. Oh, she wants to come over. We really don't have time for this. I need to get your stuff together so we can go. But I could tie up a loose end and get a little satisfaction too. What should we do, babe? I could give her a shot and take her with us, then take care of her later, somewhere else. Take my time. I would love to see her bleed. Hey, did you know that with the right equipment, you can put someone under just enough that they're completely aware of what's going on, but they can't move or talk? Shit, that could be so much fun. I know. We'll flip a coin. I still have that silver dollar you gave me when we were kids. Let fate decide. And just like in that movie. What was it? No Country for Old Men. That's it. No, wait a minute. I've got a better idea. Oh, she is impatient. Why did you put up with that shit? I guess I'll tell her to come on over. I'm just gonna need a little blood, okay? No. Shh. It's okay. It'll be like donating blood. That should be more than enough. I'll need your hairbrush, too. You can get some rest, okay? I have a lot to do. I'll wake you when I'm done. Then we can start our life together. I love you so much. We're going to be so happy. I'll take good care of you. I promise. You'll see.